about 20 years ago, and people started becoming a lot more cognizant of the fact that there are bugs in vegetables, and addressing the fact, checking vegetables at home, the manufacturers have been trying to produce a product that is bug-free, and there are all kinds of different ways to approach it. Some are more successful than others. In Eretz Yisrael, they had developed a system of hot houses that would grow vegetables without insects. Unfortunately, the disengagement nipped a big part of that industry in the bud, and the only fruit that we had that grew was our bitter struggle in Lebanon recently. Rabbi Asia is involved in a project of putting up hot houses in Mexico, in our hemisphere, and the technology is even better than the Gush Katif, and we hope to be able to bring hot house vegetables to the market soon. Rabbi Asia is going to tell about the project.
Thank you, Rabbi Steinberg.
Okay, my name is Yosef Asia. I'm involved with this project now approximately 3 years. We've patterned it after the Israel hothouses, greenhouses. Most people, when they think about greenhouses, used to the botanical gardens. I mean, that was when I saw my new home interaction with the greenhouses in the botanical gardens. And I used to go to my Pesach, Sukkot. You're in an enclosed, climate-controlled area, and everything is growing. However, the greenhouses, people who have never been there. First of all, I just want to say, back up one thing. There was an article written by Rabbi Bistritzer, printed in newspapers. The difference between items grown in greenhouses and items grown not in greenhouses. If an item is grown in a greenhouse and it's done properly, it has a din as muksuk that it has no bugs. Once it has a din muksuk, no bugs, so then there's dinim. Items that are grown in the regular field are muksuk that they have bugs. Once the muksuk they have bugs, then you have to check it, and then you have to take away the chazakah that it has bugs. And that's a very, very big problem. How do you take away that chazaka? This item is supposedly coming out of the greenhouse is muksik that doesn't have bugs. That's the first step. So the way they construct it is, it's basically very elementary. It's just arches with a mesh. See, it's just tubes. It's very flat climates, growing in the regular fields. And it's just arches, one after the other, with a kind of mesh that goes on top of it. This is a similar mesh. This is what they actually used in Gush Katif. This was the mesh from Eretz Yisrael. But we have a different mesh, but this is the mesh that they use over there. This, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that, but what we do is, before actually we have greenhouses, nurseries. And the whole, from when it's planted in the ground, from when it's a seedling, it's always in an enclosed area, always protected. So this is our greenhouse nursery, where it actually is actually watering the greenhouse nursery over here, that you see over here.
What vegetables are those?
These are actually Roman lettuce that's growing over there. Mostly Roman lettuce, some other items also. But mostly Roman lettuce that's growing. This is a greenhouse nursery.
The mesh
Makes it harder for them to come in. It doesn't stop them 100%. I mean, I brought this mesh. You can't get a mesh that's totally a wall, because then you won't get any air and nothing will grow. So the mesh actually has holes. The idea is to get them as small as possible to let airflow, but not to land the bugs. So there's the standard mesh that they use is called a 50 mesh. That's the standard mesh. And this is what 50 mesh is, but everyone wants to see it. But actually the bugs are smaller than this mesh.
So just pass it around. You want to pass it around?
Anybody wants to see this?
Why is it supposed to have half up?
Excuse me?
Why is
it muxing?
Why is it
muxing? So...
You know what? Could we hold the questions and then ask afterwards?
Yeah.
A lot of the questions are going to be addressed in the talk.
Okay, so this is... So, okay, so this is... After it's... take it out of the nursery, they put it in, they put these pipes along the way, and by each pipe is actually a little hole where the water comes out of, and it waters each sieve, and is water, and the chemicals, and anything that comes out of there, actually comes out of that area also, comes out, is, all thing comes out. And this I'm showing is lettuce. This is Roman lettuce, small. There's this also, kind of, people think that there's certain items that are up there, like iceberg lettuce, cabbage. Everybody thinks that, you know, it's in a bowl and it's tight, so there's no bugs inside. Now I'm going to show you how it actually grows. The whole time it actually grows, it's all products grow open. And it's only the last week or two when they actually close. So if there's any bugs, they actually close with the bugs inside. So to say that just because the cabbage is tight, even an onion. I'll show you even how onions grow. Actually, it's open the whole time. And it only closes all the way at the end. So this is a... so actually, the size of this greenhouse is 300 feet by 50 feet. 15,000 square feet. Show now here. This I'm going to show now. There's a system of doors, various systems of doors that they're doing at Israel, and there is no right or wrong. If you open up your door, you're going to have bugs coming in. So what we do is you have a system of two doors. When you open up one door, the other door is actually still closed. So you're just showing how the system of doors we had. So there's, you go in one door, it's actually a foyer that leads into the second door. Some people put it with Velcro. Some people did this with a sliding door. When you come into the greenhouse, you're going to bring in, you're walking from the field, so you're going to bring in bugs. So actually, you disinfect your feet right when you step in. And you kill the bugs. Actually, you're supposed to actually put on a, like a lab coat. Actually, that's in reality what they're supposed to be putting on right before they walk in to cover up anything that they're bringing in. So this is like the actual foyer of the greenhouse. And then, and then, now he's walking out, but that's... Everything is done to be mamayit, the bugs. And this is actually a view of the greenhouse, the length of it covered. This, every greenhouse is has a number to it. And Mishkiach goes, let's say for lettuce, has about an 8-week cycle of growing after it's been transplanted in the ground from the nursery. Third week, almost every week there's a visual surveillance of the whole, just to see that there's no holes in the mesh. And generally, you don't see any bugs going around. And actually the third, sixth, and the last week, actually the third, there's three plus the right before harvest, they actually take samples, they go around, and they go through the rows taking samples from the items to make sure that no bugs got in. And then if there is ever a problem, we can, every product is marked from which greenhouse it came. So we know if they ever found something where that greenhouse is to backtrack to see what the problem was. This is actually the chemicals we put in, where the water goes in and the chemicals, everything is like computerized. And we make sure the exact amounts go in, and it actually there's a filter on the water.
Pesticides
to a degree, only what's permitted. Everything that comes into America, any port that comes into America, they actually take physical samples of the items. And if there is, if there are things that are not allowed in America, they get rejected and can't go. That's by ear and by they don't take it much by ear. So I can't say what they're bringing from Bushwick, but you can't bring in any soil from any foreign country. The worst thing to bring in a piece of soil from any foreign country. So this is just rows and rows of greenhouses that you see over here. Sun goes in less, which is in a mylar, actually it goes better when there's a little bit less sun. So with the shade, because it doesn't burn, there's less, to be called tip burn. It actually works a little bit better.
There is a lot of sun. See,
there is a lot of sun.
I think we can all be made. Really <are.
laughs> you'll get a suntan over there. Actually, we did, in some areas, we actually put a second cover on top of it to take away even more sun. Black shade we put on. This is actually taken last week. This is cabbage. So you'll see how cabbage grows. It's all open. And any bug can get right in over there. And a cabbage that goes in the field, the bugs are inside until it closes up. And it closes up all the way at the end. I just wanted to... Same thing with iceberg lettuce. It could be all the way into the core. It could be the last leaf could have a bug, because that's the way it grows. This is actually red cabbage that's growing. Same thing. Grows as an open ball and then it closes up. This is onions. Onions grow the same way. They grow open. They grow underground. So how does something? There's a shoot that grows up, and underneath it's open. And at any point, the bug could go on from the shoot, could go all the way down, and could go into the onion. If you're going to take out an onion, take out an onion. You you notice, the whole onion, you go right down to the middle. And lately they've been finding problems with, mainly with Spanish onions, because they aren't so tight, that 50 to 60% of Spanish onions have found thrips all the way to the core. Regular onions are more tight. They say if you cut off an inch and a half, you won't get any thrips because it is tighter. So the best thing is to take a very firm onion and cut off an inch. But Spanish onions, I know for the last few months, I think they've been stopped. It's actually parsley that's growing. This is a whole head of cabbage. But this started out all open. That's basically the idea of greenhouses.
Treat the soil before you start.
Yes. Oh, so now, how does it work? 3 weeks before we plant, you sort of soil gets treated. There's various methods that treat it. There's a gas treatment method, which the world doesn't like so much because the ozone, they say it takes away the ozone. That's what they use in Israel. In Israel, they use that. And in Mexico, we don't do that. We cover with black plastic. And then 3 weeks, and after it gets treated, 3 weeks nothing gets planted. So at least we don't want the chemicals to go away. We don't want really that chemicals. We want it to kill the soil, but we don't want to kill the people when they eat the food. So that's... The soil gets treated. Some kind of pesticide, but it's legal. It's all legal in America. They actually use it in America also. It's not an illegal substance. And then you take the seedlings are transplanted. Before they're transplanted, actually put in some kind of chemical to give it more resistance to the bugs for the first few weeks while it's growing. You put in the chemical. It's transplanted in the ground. Then after about 2-3 weeks, the mishgichim start really checking, and they start taking samples, take a visual check, they check on the field, they take it back, they wash, they have to. The end of the growing period, 1% of the greenhouse has to be checked. So if you have 5,000 plants there, 500 of those 500 heads of lettuce are actually checked throughout the growing. 1%. 50. So, we have like usually about 10,000 heads in a greenhouse, so it's about 100 heads. And it's done in alternating rows. Alternating horizontally, that we should get the best results if there are any bugs.
Did you have product this year?
We had some product, but a little bit.
Was it successful?
It was clean. It was clean.
There was no problems with it?
There was no problems. It was clean. It was clean. Just actually, the problem is that we had product, but we didn't have a way of packaging it and getting it out to the public. So when we realized that, we started building a processing plant, and that's being done right now. And Mr. Shem will be finished right after Yom Tovim. So, besides for having whole head of heads, which was only possible till now, we're going to have all the packaged lettuces.
What are we going to get lettuce?
Lettuce, spinach, herbs, whatever. What's Vox for Zion?
Cauliflower,
that's a different item.
It's when you pack, so you don't have to watch it until you package it, or you package it in that?
No, packaging is in Pennsylvania.
So, there's no bugs come out?
That's interesting. After it gets. Before the 3 days that it takes, three days actually, that it takes to get from when it grows to here, Moshe Vaya told me that there are eggs and they can hatch. So you have to check it before you actually, we have a mishkiach in the only mishkiach actually will be in the plant in Pennsylvania. Before we actually wash anything, we're going to do a check and make sure that it's still bug free. And then after it gets washed, we'll check it again. to make sure that it still is bug free. But that's tied in.
Which Hashgachas are you under?
We have the OU. We have Shia Katz. He's the mother of Rav Ashex. It wasn't the idea just to take Hashem. The idea was to take people who are the who have experience with the best, biggest in the bug industry, and they could help us out, not stump to give us a piece of paper that we didn't need that. And we wanted to make sure that it should be bug free. So we have the whole project is actually under the auspices of Rabbi Eisen, and we have the OU, we have Rabbi Shia Katz, we have Moshe Eckstein, and Rabbi Moshe Vai is giving us all, helping us out also. Actually, flew in already once, flew to check out our greenhouses, and he'll come again when we get closer.
That's under his Ashgacha?
It's under his Ashgacha, yes.
So your method, Lemaise, still requires that you check the...
And there is no method that doesn't require...
Right, checking. No, so I'm saying the advantage of your method is it's just more practical that you'll end up with more clean fruit. But it could be a guy in California who grew his lettuce regularly could have had...
Impossible.
You're saying it's not even possible?
If a guy grew his lettuce in the field, you leave a piece of cantaloupe outside, for 15 minutes, will it won't be bugs? No, take in your backyard. Will it be bugs? 15 minutes. Will you leave a piece of cantaloupe?
Well, obviously, if they're checking the outer by the lettuce, they don't check the same
thing. It's impossible. You leave a piece, there's food for them. If there's food, the fly's going to come, and the thrips, everything's going to come. This is what they want to eat. Why, how is it possible if this is what they want to eat, and you're growing in a field without any protection?
But there exists. I'm saying the way they check the lettuce that they have caught up now, where they're saying that the rest of the crop is clean, they check a few.
Nobody claims that the crop is clean. They're claiming after they wash it, it's possible that it's clean, but the only two items that they're selling now with some kind of hechsherim are iceberg lettuce and coleslaw and shredded cabbage. Why is that the same? Because it is, in theory, easier to be clean, because a cabbage is slippery leaves, and if you wash it properly, you can get a clean thing. And iceberg also is more flatter leaves. It is possible. However, it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago, the KAJ took off the hexa off cabbage, off the dull cabbage, because they realized that it was a problem for a few weeks. So do they check after every run? I don't know. I'm not in their hexa. But in theory, the only way to know for sure is after every wash, is this product kosher? You know, because it's muchzik had bugs. Did the washing take it off? Yes or no? You can't say, well, we took it off 6 weeks ago, and that's it's clean today.
What is it that the consumer is paying extra for? Is it the ashgacha? Is it the process? Is it that it's smaller quantity? Why is it so much more expensive to buy these type of?
It's actually not more expensive. It's actually
going to be the same price. More or less,
it's going to be the same price.
Which one, more or less?
No, it'll be about the same price. That's the idea. The idea is that is part of the idea.
No,
the package cut up with all the different mixes. And I mean,
why can it be?
Chol Yisrael milk is a little bit more expensive than regular milk. I mean, within reason, you know.
Why can it be whole? Why couldn't it be whole?
You could have whole. The problem is with whole that. There could always, first of all, there could always be flies. After, even in any greenhouse, you can see it over here, but we hang up fly paper all over the place to see flies. It seems that flies always get in. They have this way of getting in. And you could brush them off. They could. It's very easy to wash off. So for flies, even the best texture from Eretz Yisrael, the stuff that's come from Eretz Yisrael, if you look on the package, they advise you to wash it. Nobody says just take it out of the bag and eat it. Soak it in soap water for 2 minutes. So what we're going to have is a combination of growing in a place that makes it look like that there's no bugs, plus a washing process that actually is going to be the most sophisticated washing process in America. We designed it together with the chief engineer of one of the biggest companies in America. We showed him the bugs, and I asked him, you know, before if his washing machine could take out these bugs. So he told me, no, there's no washing machine process in America that could get rid of these bugs. And he didn't differentiate between any product. I mean, that's what the guy told me. So together with a product that's coming 95, 98% clean and a very good washing process, that item will then be Mitzvah Shem, will be 100% rule. There won't be any problem.
So that's just going to
be Bodek. Bodek only has two products. They have cabbage and lettuce. And they don't have, we're going to have lomain, we're going to have all the other products. Because those products, for sure, everybody in Moscow can't be washed. Bodek, they shred it very finely. No, we're going to have regular pieces. They shred it very finely. And they want it because they wanted that the water should get through every single place. You have a product that's clean. You're not really
the difference between growing it in the field and growing it in the hothouse. Growing it in the field, you have to have an assumption that it's a mid hamotzi, that there are bugs in there, until you go and you check and you see that there aren't. So you can't do that. You're not going to be able to do that with romaine that grows in the field. Because romaine that grows in the field naturally, I mean, from my years of spending in the kitchen, I can tell you that there's not a head that doesn't have at least one bug. You know, I mean, in romaine is from the cleaner lettuces. When you get into the red leaf and green leaf and butter and bib and that kind of stuff, it's come out impossible. Here, you're growing it in an environment. The environment does not let bugs in. Now, of course, you know, there are some holes in the system. That, you know, there could be the soil wasn't fumigated well enough, or there's a hole somewhere. Somehow or another, a bug sneaked in, and that could propagate, and that's why we have to check. But the idea is that it's a totally different environment than a field. So that way, they actually can grow just about anything. They can grow broccoli, cauliflower, all the really, really bad vegetables that we have problems with could be grown in a hothouse because it just doesn't allow the bugs in.
Actually, somebody asked before about cauliflower. There are some items that cannot be washed. Broccoli, cauliflower, those are prime examples because the bugs are actually in the florets. And the only way you could ever get kosher broccoli cauliflower is if you start off growing it in a place that no bugs get in, because once they're in, it's impossible to come out. Same thing with scallions. If they're in there, they go all the way till the bottom where the white is, and you can't get them out. There's no washing that can get them out. And besides for that, there's another problem which no washing process can get out, is a leaf miner, where the bug actually lands on the leaf, makes a hole, burrows a hole into the leaf, and then lives in the leaf. And it stays over there. You have some. Yeah. And then the only way to get it out is to actually crack open a leaf, and it's in the width of the leaf. And that's very common in basil. And actually, it's pretty common now in celery. They checked 25 heads recently, and 20 of the heads had leaf miners. So there is an eitzah for celery. The stalk. So there is a strict eitzah for celery. What they tell you to do, what you could do is you could actually peel the celery. If you peel the celery, you take off a layer or two, and you'll get out the bugs, and then you're going to get to the layer that the bugs are.
Is there a market for this other than kosher market?
Yeah, believe it or not, any guy who was involved with the project or the engineers in this, They told me they've stopped eating lettuce, and they're they were really disgusted once they saw the bugs. So they said, you know, well, why don't you just make infomercial and sell it to everybody? Because if people will see what it is. Actually, somebody told me there was on 60 Minutes, there was an expose on Dole a while ago, how much bugs there are in their lettuce.
Even with
the triple washing? Triple washing, yes. Triple.
You should know that as the industry goes, what the tolerance level is in the industry is far laxer than our tolerance level. And I had a few companies that were, you know, reputable companies that came to us for a hatcher, and we told them, okay, send us some styro off the shelf. And we opened up the bags, we found lots and lots of bugs. I mean, we're talking about 16 insects to a package of regular lettuce mix. Or spinach, where there were four insects on every leaf.
What happens to restaurants?
And these are triple washed. What do we do in our restaurants? You'll see. That's the next presentation. But they're washed individually, basically.
Is the product going to be available? I'm not from New York. Is the
Yes, that's the idea also. The product should be from, it's actually, we have a distributor in California, and we have a distributor in Canada. So it's from, it's supposed to be coast to coast. And it's Hashem, we should just have the product.
Are you saying that we have
to
Jewish
brands
like dough?
To dough. When you walk into Warbounds and you buy a bag of dough, it'll be the same price. I think it's like $3.69 a bag, you know.
Oh,
it's called positive produce. Gold is down 99? No, that's iceberg. The euro salad is 3.69 and going up. 3.99 already, I've seen in the East Coast. As the price of gasoline goes up, the price of this stuff goes up also.
Thank you very much.